Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, let's answer the internet.
Okay.
Alex, Steve, Kelly, yeah. Maitland, you ready?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
If you can live inside of one TV show, which one would you live in?
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh.
So it can't just be a show you like. It has to be one where you feel like you'd thrive.
I mean,
or be yourself.
Happy.
Yeah.
Can I limit it to certain seasons or episodes?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say the first season of Westworld was amazing.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That would be pretty rad.
Do whatever
rad.
You want.
That would be pretty rad.
But if you need to be there in the early portion of the season.
Yeah.
Because as it goes on, spoiler alert, those cowboy robots start murdering everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't seem that great.
But a lot of the people that they go after were really bad people.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, I don't think I would go there and be one of the bad people. I think it would just be fun to be around.
I'll bet if you go back, there's
I guess
a lot of people
enough.
That.
Yeah. I guess if you're there
like
long
that,
enough.
That wedding or whatever at the end when everybody gets slaughtered.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think a lot of those were innocents.
Talk about a show
but you're
that
right,
just
yeah,
completely fell off my radar.
If that was, I remember when that came out, part of it was, if this was a real thing, I would want to go so badly.
Mm.
But then I would feel bad too. So, all right. So Steve's going to live in Westworld. He's probably going to be murdered.
Westworld, maybe first
episode
two-thirds,
one.
First two-thirds of season one.
Man.
This is hard.
It's really hard because I can think of a lot of cons to even shows that I love.
When I first teased it, I was like, this is easy. Just pick a show you like. But then I'm like, well, I like The Office. I don't want to live.
I don't want to work at the paper company.
No.
I don't want to have to
Office. It's not going to be funny if I'm there.
No, I'm going to get sick of Jim's smug face.
Yeah. Stop looking at the camera.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing with even like a Parks and Rec or any of those. I go, no, after a while, it would get really annoying.
That's where I would live.
Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
I'd pick that.
I
definitely pick that over The Office.
Our town mascot being a little horse?
Well, a little dead horse.
R.I.P. a little.
He lives on in our hearts.
Well, that's
get
true.
Another one.
Little Sebastian. That show was the best at the long-running gags like that.
It was really good at that.
That would be a nice,
you know what?
A nice simple life.
Yeah. I think I would take 30 Rock. Because that would have been, that. If you don't remember, that was Tina Fey, Tracy Morgan.
You almost said Jordan, didn't you?
Yeah. And and they worked on a sketch comedy show. Like, that would be fun. I don't know if I'd be any good at it.
A lot of
get
pressure,
fired.
Though, and you got to live in New York City.
Yeah, I don't love that.
No.
That makes you make a good point. I don't love that.
So far, I think Parks and Rec is the best one I can think of.
I like the idea of a couple different ones. I like the idea of Yellowstone because I think it's beautiful.
Ooh, I would like that, but I don't want to work
on
the farm.
There's
I
so
don't
much
work for the Dutton family.
No, they murder everyone.
I don't care for that unless I'm Beth because Beth is badass.
Yeah, but she has lots of bad things happen to her.
So many bad things happen to Beth.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know, but then the other one, Ted Lasso.
Oh.
I'd love to live overseas and
Kelly wins.
Work with him for any reason. I think he might get a little annoying with how chipper he is all the time, but I think he could balance out my unnecessary rudeness.
But I think it's so, in the way it was portrayed, it was so genuine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be, at first, I think most of our reactions would be, this ain't real.
Yeah.
This guy is so full of it. Because we've met people, versions of that, right?
Oh.
Where you're like, this is, no one's like this. And then you get to know more and you're like, they're like that.
But if I'm there to witness that scene when he's playing darts against Rupert in the bar.
As good as it gets.
Oh, and there's just,
people
I don't
have been
know.
Underestimating my whole life.
I don't think there's swelling music, but there should be swelling music.
Yeah.
That was great. I think that was the scene where I fell in love with that show.
Yeah.
You're right.
Can
we all live in that world?
We can. I think another world you'll like to live in, and this is also a newer show, Shrinking. Because I want to hang out with, what's Indiana Jones' name?
Harrison Ford.
I want to hang out with him.
What's
but
Indiana
I like,
Jones'
But
name?
I like old Indiana Jones. I like old Harrison Ford. Yeah. He is funny as hell in that show.
Yeah.
And Jason
Segel.
He's really good in that. And the neighbors, oh my God, they're hilarious. So I feel like I would love to live in that neighborhood.
Just want to say, F you, Pam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't like Pam.
F you, Pam.
Yes. That was the guy from Married with Children.
God, yeah,
Ted McGinley. Yeah, I mean, he's been in a bunch of stuff. His character is really funny in that show.
This person writes, I would live on Gilligan's Island. They were all stupid. Even the professor. I would be king of that island.
God, it'd be maddening, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what old TV show would you live in?
This person said, I'd live in Cheers.
Oh,
yeah,
that'd be fun.
That's pretty good. I mean, I feel like it'd get a little hollow at some point in your life. And also the
like
crippling
that.
Cirrhosis and alcoholism might be a problem, but they seem like good people.
Yeah, I'm going to need a TV show that has more sets than that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And that was a fact recently, wasn't it, on Facts of the Day on segment 17? Maybe it was one that I read. I think
there was only one scene that
was
not in the bar.
The entire first season was shot in that one, but just in the bar. They didn't leave that bar until the second season, and there was like it was in somebody's apartment. There was a scene.
Huh. Yeah, it was in Diane's apartment, yeah. I think.
Somewhere. That's crazy. All right, that's a good one.
That's a tough one.
And now I just want to think of more shows. Like, what could I do in Yellowstone that... Like, maybe I could be the
house chef. Man, he's great.
Yeah, I'm not going to get that job.
Oh, yeah, you don't really know. Right. Yeah, unless they wanted just chicken fingers for dinner.
Who wants grilled cheese? No? Chicken fingers? All right, I'll be out at the bar.
Burgers again.
Yeah.
Not even from the cattle on the ranch.
No.
I'd go and buy the prepackaged ones. They're already made into patties. Mm-hmm. Are these from the ranch? No. This one, so I have all of the decks on this game, and I have them randomized. And this one comes up every time we do this. Like, it just needs me to say it out loud. So, Maitland, would you punch your grandma in the face so you could have sex with the person of your dreams?
No. Absolutely not. I can't punch Gloria.
She's still with us?
She is, and she is...
Too bad, otherwise it'd be a lot easier to punch her. You wouldn't even feel bad.
She is so tiny.
Just kidding.
I'm not a good puncher, but I don't think she could take it.
I'm not a good puncher. That's true. Like, you don't want to find out that, I'm not a good puncher, but that just pushed her skull bones into her brain, and now she's, really struggling.
I feel like if Grandma Cheese had that option, she'd punch me in the face for sure.
Oh,
definitely.
Who would she pick, Kelly? If Grandma Cheese could bang any living man right now after she punched you in the face, because she's, 80-something?
Yeah.
Who would she pick?
What's that man that wears short shorts with the good mustache?
Tom Selleck.
Oh, Tom Selleck.
I was going to say
Is he alive?
Yeah.
He died.
She does flirt with my husband.
Tom Selleck?
I thought
definitely alive.
Is he? Yeah, he's alive.
He's trying to get you to do a reverse mortgage on your house, but he's definitely alive.
Yeah, maybe Chuck Norris. She's adventurous. Is he alive or did he die
yet?
Alive. He's alive.
His hair died in 1990, but
he's
dying it to look alive.
He's
good looking.
I think my mom would choose Tom Selleck for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could see Grandma Cheese banging Tom Hanks.
Do you think he's a good lover?
Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Takes his time.
Yeah.
He's probably pretty good. Probably talks too much, though.
I have a challenge for all of you. Ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
You all have 10 seconds, unless you go second, third, or fourth, to think of the worst way to propose that you can. The worst way to propose.
Got it.
Steve, you ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Worst proposal wins. Steve.
Jumbotron at a sporting event.
It's pretty bad.
Oh.
I got one way better than that.
Way worse?
Way worse.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, inside of a port-a-john at a festival in Atlanta.
Is that a story you told, Kelly? Just kidding.
No. I was like, that happened to somebody?
No, but
I was just thinking of it would be smelly and
hot
and very hot.
Like, and getting, regardless of location or temperature, getting proposed to while you're in a port-a-john is the worst.
Yeah. And while she's using it.
Yes.
That's not great. No.
Or no, while he's using it, because then he's like, I can't get down on one knee.
Come in here.
Okay,
yeah,
the bar's that bar is pretty high or low. I'm not sure how you describe it. Maitland or Kelly?
A flash mob.
A flash mob?
Yeah.
Like when they rob convenience stores?
No, like when they're at like the food court at the mall and they start playing Bruno Mars and then everybody else is in on it and they start dancing.
You think that's worse than a port-a-john at a festival?
Really?
No.
So what you're saying is you'd rather get proposed to in a port-a-john.
Kinda. At least that'd be funny.
Who's the headliner of the festival? Nickelback? That's a dream.
Kelly?
I think a singing telegram would be pretty terrible.
Really?
Would you like it if a singing banana telegram came in here and started telling you in song all the things that your partner loved about you and then proposed?
A little bit.
No. Wait,
so is the banana telegram proposing, or is my significant other going to be there like popping out of the background?
Your significant other is in the banana costume.
Oh, they're the ones in the banana costume.
At least that's effort.
I would definitely prefer that to inside of a port-a-john.
I don't know.
I would have said the proposal while in a fight where somebody goes, oh, you want commitment? And then throws the ring at him, gets it out of the nightstand and goes, fine, let's get married.
Like the shut you up ring?
Oh.
The shut you up ring.
Is that
what?
Is that a term?
Yeah.
The shut you up ring?
Well, I mean, I guess it could be certainly used in that situation. Sure. Yeah.
If
you were planning to propose and then something happened and you're like, oh, you're going to give me an ultimatum? Fine. You wrecked it.
Oh, if someone did that to me.
Because you can't take it back.
No.
Even if in the moment they like, you know, everybody apologizes. Now,
Never mind.
Know you have the ring, and no matter what, that's the first memory.
Yeah. Ew, gross.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure it'd all work out after that.
Yeah. You both know that you each crapped on the moment.
Let's see. That's very hurtful. I think we did it once, but I can't do that one again.
Sure you can.
Okay, Steve, this is all it takes. I'm apologizing in advance to everybody who falls into one of these two categories.
Okay.
See, would you rather have sex with a blind or deaf person?
Blind.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, there has to be some reason.
I don't know.
So you could sneak up on them?
No, so they don't see what I really am.
Oh, so they don't see your ugly face.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Are they blind or deaf from birth? Or is it like late onset?
Late onset deafness.
Okay, late onset. Yeah.
That happens.
Oh, man.
And I don't mean to be mean, but I think
so odd.
Sometimes if you're born deaf, sometimes the noises would make me uncomfortable. That's my fault, not yours.
Oh, man, I would totally
But I'm just being honest.
Deaf. I want her to see all my sweet moves.
Like what?
Hey.
What about your sweet moves, Hot Wings, visually stands
Check
out?
Check this out.
Hey. I mean, it's hard to describe. You got to see it, and you can't see it unless it's happening to you. So, sorry. You're not going to understand. But
I mean, you made it sound like you have a trademark move or something.
No,
that
I've
really
got a lot
out.
Of sweet moves. I got some great moves.
Do you have anything that you call the wings?
A lot of people have been satisfied.
Ready for
I would ask a deaf person what they think I look like, or what the blind person what they think I look like.
What if you
I
asked a deaf person what they think you
so
look like?
So interested.
That'd be so insulting.
And then I would want the deaf person to teach me dirty talk and sign language. There are so many benefits here.
Now I just have being held like a bowling ball. That is not a language.
You seem like the kind of a person who would lie about your race to them to seem more interesting.
No, what makes you say that? But I'd pick something stupid like, yeah, I'm British.
So this
I'd be like, what?
So the blind person is like, that British black lady there is my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And it's Kelly going, hey, y'all.
And she's going, shh.
Don't say a word. They'll never know. I went Australian there, dang it.
Well, maybe they don't have anything to bear it to.
Maybe they're deaf too.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. We'll start the next. We'll answer the internet. God. Could you beat blank in a fight?
Yes.
No.
Confident.
Not if it's my grandma.
You're not fighting your grandma.
She puts up a fight.
That's next.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.